Blog Talk Radio.
Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory and show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Less of me,
more of you is what I need.
Show me your power. Less of me and more of you.
What I need,
rejecting the love in your warm embrace, but I realize I need you more and more each day.
I need your glory.
I want your glory.
Less of me.
Give her.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. My Lord, my God, we just thank God for this day. Welcome everyone on our show. You all can still hear the music. It went out on my end, so I'm assuming we're having some technical difficulties, but I pray that you all can hear us and everything is coming through clear. Amen. Welcome everybody to Sunday service. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We just thanking God. Can we just open up our mouth and shout glory? Hallelujah. Thanking God for keeping us. Amen. Thanking God for this day, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thanking God for new mercy and new grace. Amen. Knowing that God kept us all night. So we just thank you, Father God, for the lying down and raising up this morning. Amen. Clothed in our right mind. Amen. We just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. How many of y'all glad to be here on today, knowing that God has kept you, amen. Thanking God for his protection, his hedge of protection. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just so excited about the things of God, knowing that God is able to do all things, even when I feel, like I can't go on, even when I feel like giving up, I know that if I go on the strength of the Lord, all is already well. Amen, amen, amen. Welcome everyone again to Sunday service here. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. I am Apostle Tawanika Manning. My husband is Pastor Dorsey Manning. He'll be right here with you, with us here today on Sunday afternoon service. I'm just so glad to see everyone, to see my cousin Brenda Gale here in service, and Sister Doretha Jones, and hallelujah, Brother Joe Washington, hallelujah. Family members and friends in Louisiana, New Jersey, New York, Detroit, Chicago, here in Houston, Texas, and surrounding cities. Hallelujah. Even in Africa, we thank God for you. May God continue to bless you. May you continue to grow spiritually. Amen. Hallelujah. May you be blessed in all that you do, going out and you're coming in. Amen. Be blessed in the city, blessed in the field. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because God is able to do it all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If it's your first time being here with us in Sunday service, we want to welcome you. Amen. We want to pray for you and pray with you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Whatever it is that you're concerned about, amen, whatever it is that you're going through, or your family members and loved ones, the Bible tells us how powerful it is when we touch and agree in the power of agreement. For the Bible says, well, there are two or more gathered in his name, there he is in the midst. Whatever we ask in Jesus' name, that he will do. Amen. So we come in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, believing to receive all that we pray for, all that we petition in prayer to be done. Amen. We come believing and we pray, and then we expect God to do it. Amen. That's when you holler, when you operate by faith. You know, walking by faith and not by sight, expecting God to do it, even though you can't see it right now. But trusting God, it will show up in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So welcome, everyone. Yes. Hallelujah. If it's your first time with us here in Sunday service, we want to welcome every guest on today. Yes. Amen. Yes. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yes, welcome. This is the day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. And we shall rejoice and be glad in it, because God is good and he's more than worthy to be praised.
Yes.
See, this is how we set our day. This is how we set our course. We set our course right here knowing that today we're experiencing newness. Oh, my goodness, Apostle Tawanika preached such a dynamic word this morning. If you missed it, then, you know, you do have an opportunity to go back. You know, the shows are, I mean, the services are archived, so you can go back and listen to it. You know, God is doing a new thing. So that's the reason why we rejoice, because God is doing a new thing in our lives. Hallelujah. So we shall rejoice and be exceedingly glad for the newness of the Lord right here in the land of the living. Hallelujah. It's good that we woke up this morning. Hallelujah. It is good because every single one that woke up this morning, see, you get a chance to experience God's grace, God's goodness right here, in the land of the living, right here where you are. You get a chance to love on me. I get a chance to love on you. See, we get a chance to love one another, because it is God that is love that's on the inside of us that is allowing us to be in that place where we're just fellowshipping with one another, reconciling with one another. You're just loving on one another. This is that perfect will of God for your life concerning you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is what is stored up in heaven. So welcome, everyone.
Welcome,
welcome everyone. My wife just welcomed every single one, you know, from every single coast, East Coast, West Coast, from the North and the South. Hallelujah. Everybody, everybody are welcome here. We thank y'all for welcoming us into your homes. You didn't have to, you know, but you did. You know, we are so grateful to be in that place to where we can deliver a word, you know, be in fellowship with each and everybody, you know, every single one. You know, we are all one in the body of Christ. So we thank y'all for welcoming us. We welcome you here at the Gospel Public Ministry right here in Houston, Texas. Anyone, you know, that do have a testimony, anyone that this is your first time here in Sunday service here, you know, do press one. You know, we want to personally welcome you in, you know, right here. You know, this is not our house. This is God's house. So we just want to welcome every single one in love. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord God, we're so excited, you all. We'll set a fire this one. We're fire started. So if you don't have a blaze going already, and if you don't have a fire right now, we're going to set you a fire right now with the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, that is inside of us. Amen. We have a Holy Ghost fire. Amen. Right there. We are fire started. And we thank God for it. Amen. Hallelujah. Just open up your mouth and shout glory. Hallelujah. You speak tongues. Lord God, open up your mouth and use your tongues. The gift of tongues, they may break chains, strongholds, soul ties. It opens up the prison gates that we've been in prison in. Amen. Open up your mouth and speak. And if you don't, hallelujah, if you don't speak in tongues, well, just thank Jesus. Just say, Lord Jesus, amen. And watch the chains fall off and the prison doors open up. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. We're excited about what God is doing. God is doing a new thing right now. Hallelujah. When you open up your eyes this morning, I want you to know that God has already started a new work. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, will you receive it and walk in it? My God, my God. Thank you, Lord. I have a testimony. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I have a testimony. Yes, that's what you took it out of my mouth before I can see it. We're on one accord. No. We're on one accord. That means we are operating in the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hallelujah.
See, we come into agreement in one accord, and you don't know what I'm going to say. I don't know what you're going to say. Then let us know that we're operating in the same spirit. Amen. So I do have a testimony how good God is. Amen. How we serve a God of turnaround. How God can step in and turn any situation around.
Yes.
Amen. If you trust him.
Uh-huh.
I was in the hospital a week and a half ago, and I called my husband and I said, I was crying because I was in so much pain. And I said, well, you need to get here because they say they see something and they don't know what it is, but it's something there and they're trying to figure out what to do. And so my husband, he said, don't worry. You know who you are, God.
Uh-huh.
I'll be there, but I'll also be taking you home today.
Uh-huh.
So the doctor came in and said, we're going to have to transport you to another hospital.
Uh-huh.
Because we don't know what it is. We can see something there. I mean, I'm literally having these pains like contractions as if I'm having a baby. So I'm in constant pain, and I'm on the floor. Nothing was working. They gave me morphine. They gave me double dose of morphine and some other kind of medicine. I was still in so much pain.
Yeah.
They transported me to the medical center.
Yeah.
Amen. My husband was following in the car. And he still told me he was going to be taking me home. Well, they were saying they was going to be admitting me into the hospital, and they were going to have to do surgery, and they may have to do all this other stuff, right?
Wow.
But we believe. I'm saying you got to have somebody that's praying with you, believing. Don't get somebody that's nervous and scared and they just hoping. We don't need no hopers. We need believers. Amen.
Amen.
We need somebody that's going to pray a prayer of faith and stand on it and will not detour from it or waver from the left right because what man says. See, the doctor was saying all kind of stuff, but we, my husband, especially was speaking what God said. Amen. The blood said the mark. Because I was in pain and he would hold me to say, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. And that's how he was operating, like it was already all right. And I said, yes, I believe. And I was still having the pain. And so I'm telling you, it was a nurse that came in and she was not of God. There was a doctor that came in that was not of God. I was trying to spit by the Spirit. And I said, God, please, at this moment, those that are not of you, senior anointed doctors and medical staff and nurses see about me. And immediately God intervened and turned that thing around. Amen. When they thought they was going to have to take me in and do all this stuff, he had it done right then and there. And guess what? I went home that night. I went home that night. Well, I went from about to be admitted and taken into something that was going to be more extensive. I mean, God intervened and turned it around and worked it out. So we're going to try this first. I mean, it's going to hurt little bit, but we're going to do this procedure, but it's not as effective. And so, and we'll be able to get you out of here. And sure enough, hallelujah.
Yeah.
I'm recovering. God is restoring. Amen. God is good. I'm telling you, God is, I was home that night, you know, we got food and came home, and God is just working. He's doing, I can't even look here. Amen. I will get all choked up here, but I'm grateful.
That's
grateful.
A great testimony. Hallelujah. You know, that is such a great testimony, because we all, you know, we face, you know, these trials and tribulations. You know, we have these moments where our body, you know, it begin to break down, and, you know, we'll go to the doctor, and, you know, they'll see one thing. And, you know, and even the doctors, you know, they don't know what it is, so they want to do what they know how to do. That's right. They want to practice. They want to do what they know how to do. But see, when you go in into a place like this, you know, not knowing, and then you go to a place and meet up with somebody that really don't know, it's good to know Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because when you know Jesus and you stand on the word of God, see, it don't matter what the doctor say. See, the doctor is just going to give the diagnosis, but God have already gave the prognosis. See, which is life, hallelujah. See, the doctor might say, you know, with this here, we don't know how it's going to turn out. But what God says, you know, no, that's not the will of God, you know, for your life. He wants you to speak what he wants you to say what he said. He wants you to stand on what he had already told you, the instructions. So we thank you, Apostle, you know, for this testimony, hallelujah. I know I'm all stirred up right now. I'm all stirred up right now because just what my wife has said right now, she said that I told her that she was coming home. See, I wouldn't believe nothing else
right.
But coming home tonight.
And I was like, they
have
to be in the hospital. They transport.
Yeah, the doctor and all different kind of
they
stuff. Like, oh, we got to transport you here. We got to take you over here. And I said, no, you coming home tonight.
Coming home
it's
tonight.
Because I had already been in the presence of God. I pray, you know, in the Holy Spirit, you know, I asked God for favor. So it was right then in that moment when you called me and you was in distress.
Amen.
You know, I began to, you know, pray in the Spirit. While you were talking, I was praying in the Spirit. And God said, no, she's coming home tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You know, we got to be careful who you allow to speak into your life, because
Amen.
I had people trying to tell me where my friend had this and this. I said, No, I don't want to hear what your friend went through. I don't want to hear what you had. It's not for me.
That's right.
I send it back to the sender. I wouldn't allow people to speak anything negative in my ear. I was speaking what God was saying. I wasn't trying to hear what they were saying, because if they're speaking you, you'll start saying what they're saying.
Right.
You'll start receiving what they are saying. Well, you know, they may have to go on and do this, and then my friend, they had the same pain, and then they had to pull that out, and yeah, they're going to go in and do this. I said, before even my mom, when she told me, I said, I don't want to hear it.
Get on out of here.
I said, I try to get on out of here with it. I don't want it. Because she came to the hospital. I said, I don't want to hear it. I'm not going to allow you. I got to guard my gates, ears, your eyes. You got to guard your gates, your mouth. You got to be careful who you allow, what people say into your life.
That's right.
Because it'll take root. They're speaking. They're sowing seeds. And you got to understand that. You got to cut people off before they say, No. We're not going to talk about that.
That's right.
I'm not going to receive it. No, I don't need to hear what your friend had and, you know, how they did. No. Yeah. I'm going to believe the report of God. Whose report will you believe?
You
Amen.
Get
on out of them. Amen. Oh, glory to God. God bless anyone at this time. If anyone needs prayer, we want to start off in prayer today. You know, we open up in prayer and we just pray a comprehensive prayer. But we want to pray for you and pray with you. If there's anyone on the line today that you're needing prayer, or your family members and loved ones are needing prayer, let us pray today. Amen. Let us pray strategically about your situation and circumstance. Hallelujah. About your finances, about your health, about your strength, about your children, about your marriage, about your work, about your business, about your opportunities, whatever it is, about the strength that you need to carry on. Let us pray for you. Amen. That is power in agreement. Amen. The Bible says that the prayers of the righteous avail as much. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's pray together. Amen. And believe and receive. Hallelujah. That's expecting God to do all that we pray for your good. Letting God's will be done in your life. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You know, while you were just saying that, Apostle, you know, that this is so very important. Prayer is the most important thing, you know, that we as believers, you know, can do right now.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
but we have to really be honest about it, you know, and be honest. Everybody is not a believer. So because everybody's not a believer, everybody don't believe in prayer. So we're going to lift every single one that's not a believer up in prayer and pray that you get saved today. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Come on, church. We stirred up. Hallelujah. We stirred up. Let's all come together on one accord and let's do what the will of God tells us to do. Let's pray with one another, pray for one another, pray in spirit. Hallelujah. Pray to God in the mighty name of Jesus.
My Lord, my God.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord. We bless your name. Yes, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, we come giving you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration right now, God. We come seeking you first, your kingdom, and all your righteousness and truth, oh, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we surrender all over to you, oh, God, all that we offer, all that you are, God. We bind our mind to the mind of Christ right now. Hallelujah. Our will to your will, Father God. Oh, Lord, let our will be done right now on earth as it is in the heaven, oh, God. We come to receive our daily bread on today that our spiritual bread may be full. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, lead us down the path of righteousness for your name's sake, oh God. We decree and declare when we're weak and we're strong in you, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving right now. We enter into your courts with praise. Hallelujah. Father, we give you glory, Father. We give you honor. We bless your holy name. Bless the Lord, our soul, hallelujah. And forgive not all this benefits. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Come on, church. In the name of Jesus Christ, for he is our Lord, who forgives us of all our sins, who heals all of our diseases, who redeems our lives from destruction, and who crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies, and holy and satisfies our mouths with good things. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you for your word, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, that your word says in Psalm 103 that you will renew our youth like the eagle. Hallelujah. Execute righteousness and justice for all who oppress. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, we thank you, Lord God, right now for what you're doing, and what you're about to do in the life of your children. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, give your angels charge over us. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us mercy for those who fear you, hallelujah, and then your mercy is ever from everlasting to everlasting. We thank you, Lord God, for removing all our transgressions, oh God. We bless you, Lord God, the Lord, and all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, all our soul. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, have your way, oh God. Holy Father, we call on you, hallelujah. The God of Israel saying, oh, that you were blessed indeed, and enlarge our territory. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, that your hand would be with us, and that you would keep us from evil, and that you, hallelujah, may cause our pain, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, we ask you to grant us what we have requested, the way you did with your bands, oh God, according to 1 Chronicles 4:9-10, in the name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say, thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. We ask you to deliver us from the hour of destruction, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for putting your word forth and heal us. Hallelujah. And all that's on the line today, receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you for healing us, oh God. We thank you for delivering us from all destruction. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God. We thank you, Lord God, for mercies by which you allow us to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. Holy and acceptable, which is our spiritual service of worship to you, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ, dear Lord, it is not, hallelujah, our will to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewal of our minds, that we may prove good and acceptable and perfect to what your will is. By grace given to us, show us how to not esteem ourselves more less important to the body of Christ than others. Thank you, Lord, for the spiritual gifts that you've given us, oh God, that we may come and portion to our faith and to teach according to your precious word and to exhort, oh God, to give liberally and lead the diligence, hallelujah, and show mercy with cheerfulness in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, show us how our Lord can be without hypocrisy. Amen. Teach us to abhor what is evil and cling to what is good in the name of Jesus Christ. Teach us to be kind and affectionate to one another and honor and give purpose to one another, not lacking and diligence to be born in spirit to serve you, Lord. Give us all the rejoice and hope. hope. We have patience and tribulation, and we shall continue to in distributing to the needs of those who are in need in the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, we bless those who curse and persecute us. We rejoice with those who rejoice, and we with those who weep. We will be of the same mind toward one another, and not set our minds on high things, but associate ourselves with the humble. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we will not be wise in our own opinions, but we will not repay anyone evil for evil, for your word says to repay evil with good. We will not give place to wrath, but we will wait on the Lord for vengeance, your Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ, therefore, we will live peacefully with all people, and be overcome through Christ Jesus, who saved us. And Lord, we will offer drink to the thirsty enemy, and food to one that is hungry, that we may abide in your word forever, because we love you, Heavenly Father. Father, because you love the flesh, oh Lord, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, God. We come against every spirit right now outside of the Holy Spirit that is operating on this blood. My God, right there, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every hindering spirit on the line, every unteachable spirit, every rebellious spirit, every bitter spirit, every angry spirit, every spirit of wrath, every spirit of oppression and depression, every spirit of worry, pride, self-righteousness, self-centeredness, self-criticalness. We come against every spirit of unbelief. We come against every fighting spirit of gluttony, spirit of mammon, spirit of greed, spirit of gossiping spirit. We come against every spirit of lust. We come against every spirit of perversion. We come against every spirit of hurt, pain, discomfort, sickness, disease, violence, affliction, inflammation right now. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God. Hey, my mother, the Lord, God, God. We come against the spirit of destruction and corruption. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ. We come against every controlling, manipulating spirit right now. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every spirit of trickery right now. We come against every spirit of poverty and lack. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every lying spirit, every spirit of homosexuality. We come against every spirit of hopelessness. We come against every spirit right now, hallelujah, of suicide. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. We declare and declare this deliverance to be permanent and right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, release the healing balm of Gilead to your children. Those of us that are needing the healing of the healing take place. Those of us that are needing the deliverance take place. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, set us afire with the Holy Ghost right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, let the fire become contagious to wherever we go. Hallelujah. Anyone that we come in contact with will be set afire. There will be set ablaze with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Father God, that it is so, and it shall be no other way. We declare the power of goodness of the Lord right now. Father, how you doing about our lives, in the life of our family members and loved ones. We declare the credit we're called to the kingdom of God through Christ Jesus, and we will not be denied. We will not take it account of this substitutes. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we offer the righteousness of God. Amen. Calling in this power of God. The Holy Ghost, my Lord, they kind of in the voice side of our hand. We're born again, new creatures in Christ. The old has passed away, the new has come. We declare the cross today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we're walking in our newness. We command every wall of Jericho to come down right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We declare the cross right now. God is doing a new thing, and we receive a new thing that comes from the Lord our God. Now, what's God, how are you? My Lord, my God, we thank you that our children are protected. Amen. Whether it be on our side or in another country, city, or state, or another home, we declare the kind of protection of the Lord. Whether it be God's angels, war angels, and trapped around us, everywhere, he got it all Sunday here. Michael, we call upon your heart to praise the Lord, the South, the East, and the West in our lives. The people who are seen and unseen, David, we declare the cry even as we travel the world. We have traveling grace and mercy from the Lord our God. And we praise the blood of Jesus Christ on every road, street, and highway, every airway, every sea in this travel.
And let me place our feet, man, Trey. We declare that we're covenant protected by the blood of Jesus Christ, oh God. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God, who is greater than the Lord our God. Nobody, hallelujah, who can wash away our sins, nothing but the blood of Jesus. So we thank you for the blood, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the sinner's work on the cross. Know that it's already done, but the devil is already defeated. My Lord, my God, that we have all we need on the inside. Because we bless you, oh God, and we thank you. That greater is you that's in us than you that's in the world. Hallelujah to your name, God.
Hallelujah.
We declare the Lord that joy has come. We declare the Lord that we operate in the joy of the Lord. Because the Lord is our strength. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, right now and all here in service unto say, receive supernatural strength, supernatural favor, supernatural blessing. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let the right connections be done. Amen. The right promotions take place. Amen. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, speak to every part of our bodies. In the name of Jesus Christ, that all will be healed. Oh Lord, we know you'll be a God of turnaround. Oh Lord, turn around what's been going the wrong way, oh God. Turn around right now, oh God. Every hell that's been sent our way, we pick up a shield of faith, and we send that every power and door of the enemy. Let it be shut down right now and push back. In the name of Jesus Christ of nothing. And we just want to say thank you. They're not following their own picture. They're not even taking their own words today. My Lord, my God, we thank you that our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. In the name of Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, and he did it all for us, and we were saved. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, we have decided today, and for the rest of our life, that we're going to follow Jesus. Ain't no turning back. We ain't going to turn for the love of the Lord. We're going to keep on keeping on in the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we give our life to you, oh God. Oh Lord, we've been broken with a price. We declare the cloud that we're the heaven and not the tail. We are talking not the meat. We don't owe anyone anything but for looking. So we give you a look on today. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God. The Bible says that we have in all the things that we have. If we are not love, we have nothing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. Hallelujah. Love is hope and faith. If you don't hold faith in love, hallelujah. But the greatest of the three is love. We stand on the love of God today. He loved us so much that he sent his only begotten son. He had a plan for our life, even before the foundation of this will.
Yes.
Father God, we thank you for loving us.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord God, that our sins are washed and that we are redeemed. Amen. Hallelujah. We've been redeemed from the curse of the law, sin, and death. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. I thank you for the life, health, and strength of my husband, Pastor Manny, on today, oh God. If you, hallelujah. Thank you, oh God, that you're working a new work in him and working a new work in both of us, oh God, that we can see, oh God. We thank you for removing every spiritual cataract, oh God, that our eyes, our spiritual eyes have been opened and enlightened by you. In the name of Jesus Christ, what is our prayer that all here in service receive right now, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, like never before, Lord, we ask, oh God, as we come to be changed on today, for you are the potter and we are the clay, oh God. Make us forward, make us new in you, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we don't want to be the same as we were on yesterday. We don't want to be the same when we leave off this line today, oh God. Let change come speedily, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over all that we pray for right now. And we decree and declare right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that it is so and it shall be no other way. That we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home. Hallelujah. And we're walking in our season of record-breaking miracles of God's divine blessing and favor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's mercy and grace. God's protection. God's love. Hallelujah. God's provision for our lives. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Lord, for turning it all over for the good of your children. We love you, Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Move mighty right now. Hallelujah. For your mighty God, Yahweh, Adonai, Elohim, we call upon you. Have your way right now. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in all that believe. Hallelujah. 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 In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we pray. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. If you said that prayer and you believe it, open up your mouth and say, I receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. And so it shall be unto you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Stephen says, child, shaking the devil, runneth over, that man shall come and pour into your bosom. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. How many know today, if it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be? My Lord,
Hallelujah.
My God. We done said
Hallelujah.
Some things and we done some things, but we thank God for being on our side to bring us out of those dark places that we will operate in his marvelous light. Amen? In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless everyone. And people sometimes I just want to be in the darkened room. My husband said, cut some light on in here. Open up a curtain. Amen. And immediately the darkness has to flee. Amen. The darkness cannot comprehend the light. And we are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Amen. God bless you all. You all, it is first Sunday. Amen. First Sunday. So we're going to be having our communion on today. So we're going to give you all the opportunity to grab your things for communion. Amen. It's first Sunday, and we're going to grab our things here. We had communion this morning at 10 o'clock service, but we're going to take it again at our 2 o'clock service.
Amen.
And we're going to have Brother Joel is on the line with us from New York, New York. We thank God for Brother Joel and his obedience and serving God and just allowing God to use him. Amen. Hallelujah. So, Brother Joel, if you could bless us with a song, and immediately after Brother Joel sings, you all, we're going to have our communion. Amen. Welcome, Brother Joel. God bless you.
And I'm just so glad. I'm so glad God brought you through what you were going through with. I didn't get a chance to get on the phone. My wife's going to go through a little procedure tomorrow, but I know God's going to be able. He's going to take her through it, whatever. It's not serious, but anytime you go to the doctor, you never know. Okay, but see, she had Dr. Jesus.
Amen.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right until I die. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right until I die. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield until I die. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield until I die. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah. We thank you so much, Brother Joel, for blessing us again. You know, it's song, such a beautiful song. That's my song you're singing right there. That's our song. How you sing it so beautifully. Thank God.
Thank
oh, my goodness. I almost wanted to shout right here. Yeah,
God,
thank you so much.
Stay on the battlefield until I die.
Amen. Amen. You know, this song here is right on time. So we thank you so much. May God bless you. May God pour back into you all that left your body right now, you know, in the mighty name of Jesus. You know, may your voice be blessed. May your body be blessed. May your home be blessed. May your marriage be blessed. May every single thing that's concerned you be blessed right now in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You.
We thank you so much.
All right.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, let us take our communion at this time. If you have your bread, your wine, your juice, whatever you're using for communion at this time, let us get ready to prepare to take our communion. Amen. As Brother Joe blessed us with that beautiful song, I will trust in the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Until I die. Amen.
Amen.
And I stand on that.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. The Bible says in the book of Luke, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Luke 22, verse 14 to 20. When the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray.
Amen. Amen. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we can have this opportunity to come to you, Father God, in prayer, realizing for what you have already accomplished, what you have already done in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that we can celebrate your victory, hallelujah, your finished works right there on the cross. You defeated Satan, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You broke the curse, Father God, for sin and the grave, hallelujah. Satan had to give up the keys to death and Hades, so we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that by your stripes that we are healed, hallelujah. So every single thing in our lives that is broken, we thank you by the stripes of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. By your stripes, we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you took this bread, hallelujah, and you blessed it. And you said, take, eat, for this is my body, which was broken for you in faith. So we, Father God, we take this bread, hallelujah, which represents your body, in faith, in remembrance of what you have already done, you may eat. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have loved us so much. You have loved us so much that you gave yourself, hallelujah, you shed your blood for us, hallelujah. What can wash away our sins, hallelujah? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So we thank you, Christ Jesus, for your blood, hallelujah. Your blood, hallelujah, is our atonement. For your blood, it justifies us, hallelujah. Your blood, it sanctifies us, hallelujah. It redeems us. So we are the redeemed of the Lord because we are covered in your blood. And we now take this cup which represents your blood, hallelujah, in remembrance of you, everyone you may drink. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray with love and thanksgiving. And everybody do say amen and amen again.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen, amen, amen. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. I just had to say that. Hallelujah. I'm just so excited. We thank God for the blood. We thank Jesus for the blood. Amen. Where will we be? We're going to have one song selection here. We'll be right back for the preach word from our very own Pastor Doris. Amen. So stay with us. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. What can wash? I'm not going to sing to you all. I'm going to go ahead and let Pastor Manny come on and get ready.
Come soon. Fire. Sweet. Perfume. Your heart's presence. Feel. Come soon, fire, sweet perfume, your heart's presence fills this room. This is holy ground. This is Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bring them to Jesus. Amen. Lord God, this time you always prepare for the preached word from our very own Pastor Dorsey Manning. So you prepare your hearts and minds to receive, to be changed by the word of God as he's been led by the Holy Spirit to bring the message forth on today. Amen. At this time, I present to you a man after God's own heart, a man willing to pray for and with you, a man that embodies wisdom, a man who is smart with his money, a man with good work ethic, a man that bears the fruits of the Spirit, a man who is willing to be a spiritual leader, a man who keeps his word. I introduce to you right now God's prophet and senior pastor of the Gospel Public Ministries, my handsome and loving, faithful, and caring husband, hallelujah, Pastor Dorsey Manning. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you so much, beautiful wife, you know, for the introduction. I thank every single one that here in Sunday service, here you know, in this 2 p.m. hour, whatever hour it is, you know, where you are, we here, we thank you for joining us, for joining in with us, you know, with this bombard that we're going to bombard heaven, hallelujah. That's what we're here to do today, to be able to be right there in the presence of the Lord, to be in the kingdom of God. We thank God for this opportunity. Father God, we thank you. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity to be in your presence. We thank you, Father God, that you have already made a way for us, hallelujah, to come to the throne of grace boldly, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, asking, hallelujah, trusting and believing in every single thing that we have come to the throne of grace for. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for being our way, for being our intercessor, for being our guide. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're sitting here on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty, hallelujah, making intercession for us right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, hallelujah, that your word, it dwells in our mouth. Your word is in our hearts, is in our minds.
Yes, Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, for every single word that go forth today, that they will not hear me, but they will hear you. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. I invite you in right now to have your way. To have your way. Thank you for allowing me to be that vessel that could flow through in the name of Jesus. Now I pray that you allow strength to interpret scripture. I mean, not to add or take anything away.
Yes, Lord.
Unclean thoughts and unclean spirits. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hindrances, exes and vexes. We bind you right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And we loose
Lord.
You from this place right now.
Right
Confusion.
Now.
We
yes,
loose
Lord.
From this place right now. You go, for you are not welcome here. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray.
In
hallelujah.
Jesus' name.
Everybody good
Amen.
Say
amen.
Amen. Amen. Apostle Talmonique and I, we have a word, you know, and God put it, put himself, you know, right here in our presence so we can actually learn this one. So I want to make sure that I don't get too excited and I don't be in a place to where, you know, we'll miss something because I definitely want us all to be able to catch this. If you have your Bibles
Amen.
Here, I would like for you to go over here with me to the book of, let's go over here to the book of Isaiah chapter 53. I'll start here in the King James Version. I think most of the scriptures I'll be reading this afternoon will be in the King James Version, and I will also reference the New Living Translation of the Bible as well. Isaiah chapter
Amen.
53. Amen. And I have a message today is the good news. The good
yes,
news.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll make sure that, you know, I'll divide this up as much as I can possible so we can be able to receive it. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Isaiah 53, verses 1. Isaiah 53 and verse 4. And give me 1 second here. Holy Spirit, we invite you in to have your way. Have your way,
yes,
Holy
Lord.
Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 53, verses 1 from the King James Version reads here, who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? So I want to ask you a question. Whose report do you believe?
Yes, Lord.
Whose report do you believe? Hallelujah. Whose report do you believe? Over here in the book of Isaiah, well, that deserves a response. We shall believe
Amen.
The report of the Lord. That deserves
yes.
a response. Whose report
Amen.
Shall you believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Now, here it is, you know, the prophet Isaiah right now, you know, I think we are believing that this is one of the first times here that it was prophesied here that the Messiah is coming. We're talking about Jesus Christ, you know, it's Isaiah. He's, you know, prophesied, this is one of the first times. This is a report that he is giving. Now, see, we here ought to be just like Isaiah right here in this case here. We shall be reporting the coming of the Lord. Or we shall be giving the good news of Jesus Christ. The good news. So now, let's understand about good news. Let's understand about report. Let's understand about what's being revealed. You know, the Lord is being revealed right here. Let's understand this. So now, here we are right now. We have something that's in our hearts. We have that something that's in our mind. And the very thing that's in our heart and in our mind, everybody that has the ability to speak, eventually, it's going to slip out.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, it's going to slip out. You're going to say what's on your mind.
Yes,
you're going to
Lord.
Say what's in your heart. So whatever you say, this is going to be a report that you're going to be giving to somebody, even if that somebody is yourself.
Jesus.
But you're going to say, if you have the ability to speak, you're going to give a report. So that's why we say, whose report do you believe? Whatever it is that's in your mind, what's conjuring around in your mind right now, think about what's conjuring around in your mind right now. Think
mm-hmm.
about what's on your heart right now. Because eventually, the more you sit there and you think about it, let's say if you're hungry. We're just going to use this for an example. If you're hungry,
mm-hmm.
you'll be sitting here and you'll be thinking about, I'm hungry, I'm hungry, I'm hungry. Or you're hungry. And your body
yes.
is going to respond to what you're thinking about. And eventually, what's going to slip out your mouth is, I'm hungry.
I'm
That's
hungry.
A response. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
That's a response.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're thirsty. Or whatever it is, you know, that's going on in your mind or what's going on the inside. Whatever is going on the inside, you know, there would be a response. So let's keep that in mind. So a response is something that you say. And what you say, if somebody is right there in your presence, or if you go to somebody and say that I am hungry, you know, you're going to begin to talk about what it is, you know, that that's going
yeah,
on
yeah.
with you. You're going to begin to report
mm-hmm.
this. So
yes.
whose report should you believe? You know, let's get back, you know, to the word of God here. Let's get back to the word of God.
Yes.
So here we are right here. Go with me over here to the book of Luke chapter 10. Show you what Jesus says right here. Luke chapter 10. Verses 17. Now over here in Luke chapter 10, now we're keeping this in reference of the good news. The good news.
Amen.
So who we are? We are bearers of the good news, or we are carriers.
Yes, amen.
News. Oh, we are full of the good news, hopefully every
amen.
Single one, you know, amen. You know, our bearers of the good news are full of good news. Luke chapter 10, and we'll start right here with verses 17. We might back it up a little bit, but we'll start right here with verses 17. Luke chapter 10, verses 17 reads here, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name.
Yeah.
18 says, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning falling from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over, hallelujah, all the power of the enemy, and some things shall be come against you to hurt you. No, it says, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now that is good to know. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, this is a report, hallelujah, for us to believe. We shall believe the report of the Lord. See, this is the news that we shall believe, that we have God's power that has been given unto us. We have God's authority that has been given unto us for to be able to say what God said to any devil, to any demon, to any disease, to any scorpion, to any serpent, for any power. For any entity of God, we have the report of the Lord that's on the inside, the good news bearers of who we are, for us to be able to speak to any situation, to speak to anything that does not line up with the kingdom of God, hallelujah, and to cast it out by the power and authority of Jesus Christ in the word of our testimony. Amen.
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 Yes, Lord.
This is the good news that have been revealed already. But the good news that have been revealed already have been revealed to most, never been revealed to some. All are called into this glorious faith, hallelujah, to be bearers of the good news, to be bearers of the gospel, to be preachers of the word of grace, of the word of mercy, and of the word of peace and truth. See, all are called to be in this right here place, but few are chosen to be able to be the ones that to deliver this right here good news, is because have not believed yet, hallelujah. They have not been sealed on the inside. Their inside world has not been changed yet. They have not received. They may have heard the good news, but they did not believe the good news. So the good news have not taken root on the inside of them. And when it come down for them to open up their mouth, when it come down, when something slip out, the very thing that's going to slip out is the very thing that they took in on the inside. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have given us power and authority to be able to speak. Hallelujah. To be able to report. Hallelujah. To be able to be good news barriers. Hallelujah.
Yes.
See, we are called to be witnesses of the kingdom of God. Amen. Hallelujah. We are called into this glorious place. Hallelujah. To carry the gospel to every single end of the earth, every single end of the world. See, that's why we are saved. Hallelujah. See, we are not just saved to be the same. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 We are not saved to be just as we were before we were saved. Hallelujah.
My
See, God
Lord,
have called you out of darkness and called you into the light. And because God have called you out of darkness and called you into the light, is for you to bear the light on the inside and for you to shine like light when people come around, for you to shine like light right here in this earth. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Matthew
Lord,
chapter
amen.
5, if you got a little bit of time, go with me over here to Matthew chapter 5, and we'll read verses 16. See, we ain't talking about nothing but the good news because we are good news
amen.
Bearers. Hallelujah. See, Matthew chapter
Hallelujah.
5 and verses 16, this is Jesus right here, what he's telling right to the disciples when he was preaching on a mountain here. And we know that a multitude have came and sat right there while he was teaching. Jesus said to let your light so shine before men that they may see
yes,
your good
Lord.
Works and glorify
yes,
the Father,
Lord.
Hallelujah,
Lord.
Which is in
yes,
heaven.
Lord.
How many know that when you got the light on the inside of you, what Jesus was
mm-hmm.
saying right here, when you have the light on the inside of you, people will see your good works and they will glorify the Father that's within heaven.
Yes.
But if the light is on the inside of you, that means that heaven got to be on the inside of you for you to shine like light. See, don't you show up over
Jesus.
Here to my house. Don't you show up at my place of work. Don't you show up right here in my path. And here it is, you're trying to darken out my life. Hallelujah. Because, see, I
Jesus.
Am the light of the world. Hallelujah. And I'm a shine every single time. Hallelujah. And darkness cannot compel the light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus, I'm going to be a good
yes,
news bearer.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every single where that I go is because I have made a decision, just like most of all of us have made a decision to be in the presence of the Lord. We have made
yes,
a decision.
Lord.
Hallelujah. God have called
Amen.
Us into this glorious place. Hallelujah. And we accept
Amen.
The call. Hallelujah. So anybody that
yes,
has
Lord.
Accept the call, hallelujah. Anybody that has decreed and declared that I used to be a sinner, but I thank you, God, that you are our Savior. I thank that you have died
yes.
for each and one of my sins. Hallelujah. That you have saved
Amen.
Me from the whole world. That you have broken
yes,
the curse
Lord.
Of the of hallelujah, of death in the grave.
Yes,
hallelujah. See, every
yes,
single
Lord.
Time that somebody come into your presence, this should be the report that should be in your mouth. Whose report should you believe? Now, I don't know what you're going to believe, but I'm still believe the report of the Lord. Because every single
yes,
time
Lord.
That you ask me something about that's going on right now in the world, well, have you heard about this? Or have you heard about that?
Mm,
I'm going to tell
Jesus.
You what God say. I'm going to say, well, I
yes.
hear what news that you have inside of your mouth, but the news that you have inside of your mouth, see, that's a lie. Hallelujah. Because that's that lines up with what the world has to say. But I shall believe
Jesus.
The report of the Lord because I'm a good news bearer. See, somebody telling me that the world is coming to an end. See, you might have got a little bit of the news, but see, you have contaminated with the old worldly things. Hallelujah. See,
Jesus.
God has already told us that the world is coming to an end, but he says that no man shall know the time, no man shall know the day, no man shall know the hour. Hallelujah. See, we are good news bearers. It's for us to be in
Jesus.
The presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. To know the word of God, when somebody try to tell you that they are somebody that they're not, hallelujah. See, they got to look
Lord.
Like God, hallelujah. See, they got to shine
Jesus.
Like the light, hallelujah. See, you ought to be a
Jesus.
Person that got the good news in your mouth. So you shouldn't have the news,
Jesus.
The bad news bearer, hallelujah. So you should
hallelujah.
Say that God had already had told us that he's not
Jesus.
Coming again until the gospel had been Jesus. Preached to every single body, and every single body ain't heard it yet, hallelujah. So
hallelujah.
I can't believe a lying tongue. Hallelujah.
My God. Amen.
We are the good news bearers.
Yes, Lord.
See, the good
Amen.
News is the gospel. And
yes,
the gospel
Lord.
Is of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
We
Amen.
Have power that's on the inside.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. We have
Amen.
Resurrection power that's on the
yes,
inside.
Lord.
Because
yes,
we have a Savior that's living on the inside.
Amen.
So let me ask everybody the question right now. Have you been saved? Hallelujah.
Yes,
because every
Lord.
Single body that has been saved, hallelujah. Well, this means that what's in your mouth, it should line up with the word of God. It should
yes,
line up
Lord.
With the word of God. If you've been saved, that means that you should sound like God. You should be
Amen.
Representing the kingdom of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You should be friends
yes,
with Jesus. You should be friends with the word of God. Yes, now, Lord. I know there's going to be things that's going to be said. Hallelujah. I know there's going to be things that's going to be done. Apostle gave us a beautiful testimony before Sunday service. I don't know how many had got a chance to hear, but she was testifying how good God is, how good has been to her. See, this
Thank you, Lord.
Report that she believed. She believes in what God had already said to her. Hallelujah. And because she had believed already, see, she had believed first before she even went to that hospital, before something happened to her where she had to go visit the doctor, she had already been in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. So that means that she had already got full of the good news. And because she got full of the good news, her mind and her heart was already stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that means that anything that was said to us, see, when God says, I give you power and authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions, don't you know there's going to be words that's going to be said that's going to try to get you to move from the place to where you're at?
In that place.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Don't you know there's going to be things that's going to be said? It's going to sting you all the way to your heart. I don't care if it comes from your brother. It might come from your husband. It might come from your sister. It might come from your wife. It might come from it might come from somebody that you trust in, that's in this world that you love. But don't you realize that every single thing that is said to you, that it don't line up with the word of God, every single body that's saved, every single body that's a part of the kingdom, a part of God's body, God has given you power and he has given you authority to tread upon scorpions and to tread upon serpents.
Yes,
see, we know that every single time that the serpent, it represents the devil. So we know that the devil, is that it will speak and he will say stuff. And the devil, he used whoever he want to use. He used whoever he want to use. Amen. Or somebody going to say, ouch. Hallelujah. The devil used whoever he want to use. He'll use your brothers and your sisters. He'll use your loved ones. Mm. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
But I'm going to tell you somebody that the devil can't use. The devil can't use God. Hallelujah. And we thank God that God lives on the inside. See, when the devil, when he comes up and he want to try to use your brother or use your sister or use your son and your daughter, that's going to try to speak something that's going to pierce you in the heart, something that's going to try to infect your mind, hallelujah. See, that's what he tried to do. He tried to get into your heart, and he tried to get into your mind, and he want to strip the word out of your heart and want to strip the word out of your mind. But whose report shall you believe? That deserves a response. We shall believe the report of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
See, I've been given power and authority, hallelujah, to condemn any word, hallelujah, that does not line up with the word of God. See, Isaiah 54 tells us that great is the peace of my children, for they are taught of the Lord. Hallelujah. So because great is the peace of my children, and they are taught of the Lord, that means that any word, hallelujah, that is said a little bit before that it says, no weapons formed against me shall prosper, and any tongue that rises up against me in judgment, hallelujah. Don't you know that God has given you his power and have given you his authority to prove it to be wrong, children, hallelujah, who are taught of the Lord, hallelujah.
Yes,
see, this is the good news. This is the good news. See, people think that good news is you can get a PPP loan, hallelujah.
Jesus.
They think that's good, that you can go get a little bit of money to take care of a little bit of your needs, hallelujah.
Jesus.
People think that the good news is that you can go over here for a little while and get a little bit of this and a little bit of that to feed you for one day. Hallelujah. But I want to tell you that's not good news. That's called world news. People download apps on their phone. They wake up early in the morning and then they turn the bad news station on and they fix in on it too. I got to get my news in before I go to work in the morning. I got to know what's going on in the world before I can be able to go and operate in the world correctly. I got to be able to see what's going on Facebook, on YouTube, on Instagram, on Twitter, and all these other social media sites. I got to see what everybody else is doing, because if I can do what everybody else is doing,
Does that mean I'm going to blend in and then I'm going to be protected, I'm going to be safe because I know what's going on? Whose report
yes.
shall you believe?
Jesus.
See, we carry the good news. See, we turn on the bad news stations and get full of it. Hallelujah. And when you get full of it, guess what the first thing that you're going to do? When you go outside, hallelujah. When you go outside, the first time that you get into the presence of somebody, you're going to give them the same bad news that you had already received from the television, from the radio, from social media. So you're going to sound like the world. But if you would have had to woke up and got yourself into the presence of God, hallelujah. If you would have woke up and got into the word of God, open up your Bible and start to read the word of God. Because, see, the word of God has a way of getting in on the inside. See, God already know where you're going to be at right now. He's going to know where you're going to be tomorrow. He already knows that you're going to the grocery store right after you leave out of Sunday service. He knows who you're going to meet because your steps are already ordered. And because your steps are already ordered, he also knows those ones that's going to get that word. And every single time they meet somebody to say hello, we say hello right back. And it might strike up a conversation where you can give them the very thing that you had already received. We thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you. We thank you, Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
The good news is about what Jesus Christ have already done.
Amen.
But don't just stop right there, church. Don't just be right there in that place where you just, and that it's good, you know, for salvation is good. It's good to be saved. Mm. Hallelujah.
Yes.
But see,
Amen.
God, he did not just die for everybody to be saved just to be the same. No, God died for us to be saved, for us to be changed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. For us to be changed. Hallelujah. See, God's word is forever established in heaven. So don't you know that those of us who are saved, that mean that we have received the Holy Spirit on this side for us to speak, for us to report, for us to witness, for us to preach the gospel of grace, mercy, and truth. So this for us, hallelujah, to be able to do what God have called us to do. Hallelujah.
Yes,
not just be saved, but be doers of what he have instructed on the inside of you already to speak his word, to establish his word on earth because you're full of it. Hallelujah. This is the good news. The good news involves you. See, a lot of times we as being immature in Christ, and I ain't talking about nobody but myself, we all, you know, have to start somewhere. Thank you, Lord Jesus, you know, that there is a starting place. And we thank you, God, that you meet us right there where we are. See, I'm not on here to try to condemn nobody or to shame nobody, but what I am saying is that every single time that you open up your eyes in the morning, that's the opportunity for you to have a closer relationship with God. That's an opportunity for you to have a closer relationship with the Holy Spirit. I'm talking about the unseen partner. See, ain't no man or no woman have seen God, and no man or no woman have seen Jesus. But hallelujah,
Jesus.
We thank God that he said that I'm going to leave you with the comforter. Hallelujah, that you can have a friend, somebody that's going to love on you, somebody that you can talk to every single day, every single minute when the ones nobody don't want to talk to you. You got somebody that can live with, hallelujah, when nobody don't want to live with you, hallelujah. You got somebody that can love you, hallelujah, when nobody have made a decision that you even worth being loved, hallelujah. See, this is what God has for us. God gave us the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, to do more than one thing, an abundance of things that's in our lives, hallelujah. But the main thing that the Holy Spirit came to do first is to love you, hallelujah, and to give you instructions so you can have the advantages of life. See, if you got the Holy Spirit on the inside of you, then that means that you're blessed. But you see, you're not just blessed just for you to keep it. God have blessed you to be a blessing to somebody, hallelujah. When you go to the grocery store or when you go out there in the streets, when you prophesy to somebody, would you tell them what thus said the Lord? Hallelujah. Or would you just not even say hello, just say hi and bye and just keep on moving? Hallelujah.
That reminds me of a story. Hallelujah. If I got time here, Apostle, that reminds me of a story that's in the Bible. Hallelujah. Where there was one who was he was a rule keeper. He said he wanna test Jesus out. So he knew what the commandments was, and he wanna ask Jesus, hallelujah, that who it is, hallelujah. He wanna ask Jesus a question to try to entrap him. He wanna see what he gonna say what God had already said. And Jesus asked him, well, do you know what Moses have said? Do you know the law? And he said he know the law. He said, okay, then we need to guide it there. But see, the man, hallelujah, this old rule keeper said he went through here. He still was trying to find out how can he line up. And Jesus had gave him a story of talking about a man that has been beat up by some bandits and stripped it all that we have. And here it is, that one that was coming down the street, hallelujah, and he seen the man that was beating up right there on the side, and he crossed over here to the other side. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
So now let me ask you the question. Hallelujah. Let me ask you the question. How many times will you, hallelujah, be right there in the present when somebody walk up to you in a place, or you see somebody that's down there, and you see somebody that needs some help, you see somebody that's hurt, you see them that's made, how many times would you walk on past them, or would you stop and would you render some help over there to them? Hallelujah. Would you go over here and give a word when God say, go over here and give this word right here to this person? Would you go over there and give that word? Or would you say, no, I can't tell them that because I'm afraid of them. I can't tell her that because, you know, I'm trying to do something else. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
So you have to be that person. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
That God can do. Hallelujah. You have to be a bearer of the good news. See, as many of us that saved, but we ain't going to do the work of what God have called us to do. Hallelujah. And if you try to do some work, hallelujah, that God have called you to do, sometimes the first thing that a person that has been saved, they want to try to critique you for what you're doing because they see that they ain't got the they got the authority, but they don't have the courage enough to go do it. They don't want to stop you, not even knowing that they're being used by Satan. See, I told you, Satan will use anybody. He'll even use a man and a woman of God. Hallelujah. Whose report shall you believe? We have the good news that's on the inside, and we shall believe the report of the Lord. So now let me ask you the question. Who got the good news? Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's a lot of us that have the good news. There's a lot of us that have been in church all of our lives. We ain't got so full of the word. We can store it up on the inside, but we have not made a decision to let the word come on the outside. So who got it? A lot of us got it. Some of us pretend that we have it. Hallelujah. We just don't mimic words like one of those birds that mimic. I couldn't call them parrots or something. We just gonna say what everybody else say, but we don't believe what we're saying. We just say it because this sounds good. It makes me look religious. It makes me look like I'm saved. I want to look like I want to sound like, but I don't want to really just change. Hallelujah. The evidence is when the time comes, what's going to come out your mouth? What you going to say when the world throws its ugly self in your face or knock you down, spin on you, break you up? Hallelujah. Take everything that you got, beat you up, have you down in the streets like those bandits that rob you, take everything that you got, hurt your body. I can tell you ain't got it. Liars ain't got it. Exodus 20 and 16 says, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Proverbs 6 and 12. Proverbs 6 and 12. You know, it tells us over here. Let's go over here right quick before we go. Proverbs 6 and 12. Hallelujah. Proverbs 6 and verse 12. My Lord, my God.
Yes, Lord.
It says that a naughty person, a wicked man, walketh with a forward mouth. And 13 says, his wrinkle with his eyes, his feet, and his feet the teachers and with his fingers. It said that we shall know. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Somebody that's trying to say that they of Christ, but they're not of Christ because their eyes and his fingers and his feet will give it away. See, he's a bear. He's a liar. He's a bear. He's a false witness. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So we should know, hallelujah, those of us that who are in Christ, when we be in the presence of somebody that is in the kingdom, the body of Christ. Because of everything that they say, hallelujah, and I've already been spoken to you before, and here it is, I have to receive me. Hallelujah. Receive the good news.
Hallelujah.
You might know me for something that I might have done or something I might have said. But when you hear Jesus, when you hear the Holy Spirit speaking, that's up to you if you receive it. I'm just going to give that word, and if you don't receive it, I'm going to dust my feet off and I'm going to keep on moving. But I did what God told me to do. Hallelujah. The good news. Hallelujah. It is of Jesus Christ have already defeated Satan. And we are a part, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
We are a part of that, hallelujah. It involves us. Hallelujah.
Yes,
he died for every single one of our sins. And this is what we are called to do. Every single man and woman are called to preach. Hallelujah. The gospel.
Jesus.
The good news.
Amen.
Everybody are called to love and to forgive. Hallelujah.
My Lord.
The good news. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I thank every single one for coming to service. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you was able to move into our lives. Hallelujah. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that we were able to hear from you this afternoon. We're able to receive from you this afternoon.
Yes, Lord.
We don't apologize for telling the truth. Our lips will not lie. We're going to tell the truth. We're going to be the light. Hallelujah. But that's maybe something that was spoken today. Hallelujah. It would take root and it would manifest itself and somebody will be saved, they'll be changed, and they'll go tell somebody the very thing that was spoken this afternoon. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you loved us so much that you gave your life for us. We thank you, Jesus, that you're with us.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah now, and that you're coming again. Somebody say he's coming again.
He's coming again.
Coming again. Us that's full of it, full of the word, full of the gospel. Don't you be caught red-handed, not doing the work. So when time's up, time's up. We thank you, Father God. We thank you that we can love one another. We can share with one another. We thank you that we can lay hands on one another. Hallelujah. Heal the sick. Raise the dead. And cast out demons. Because of the resurrection power that you have given unto us.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Let every single word of our mouth and meditation of our heart be acceptable in our soul. You are our strength. You are our redeemer. There might be one. Hallelujah. There might be one today. Hallelujah. They have ever prayed for prayer of salvation. This is the good news that's been preached. Will you come today? Will you press one? Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
God is coming again. Hallelujah. And while you have time, give your life over to Christ. Be a part of the kingdom. This is an invitation, not for me. This is an invitation for you. There may be one, hallelujah, that has been bearing bad news, that's been given, you know, lie or being a false witness. The opportunity to serve a merciful God.
Jesus.
We serve a merciful God. Hallelujah. Saved. But you have not been renewed yet. You're still, you know, being the same. Hallelujah. But that place, I'm in prayer and agreement. Apostle Talonika and I, you know, we were right here in that place. Help us get back on track. That's why God calls us the shepherds to help us get back on track. Because we serve a merciful God.
Yes,
if you receive that one, hallelujah, will you come? Somebody that's needing deliverance. Somebody that's needing healing. Will you press one? Hallelujah. We got some good news for you.
when you come, when you receive it. Anybody that's looking for a church home, hallelujah, and here is the place,
yes,
right,
Lord,
here. You would love to be your pastor. All that we gave to you in the 10 o'clock hour and right here at the 2 p.m. hour, we full of it. Good news. We have more to give. Will you,
yes,
come and be a part of love? We would love to be your shepherd. Loving,
amen,
you just like God showed us.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. God bless you. May God keep you.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. We thank God for the word that we've poured on today. Amen. Glory,
yes,
to God. As we're wrapping up here, we have a few seconds left here. So at this time, we'll be taking our tithes and offering. If you have Cash App, gifting those over to,
yes,
Pastor Chantel. If you need another means of sending over tithes and offering to us here at the Gospel Play Ministries in Houston, Texas, give us a call on our direct church line number 484-740-5075. Again, the number is 484-740-5075. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father,
yes,
we thank you again. Cover God for one more time. Dear Jesus, make us an emissary for your kingdom on our tithes and offerings and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officers of your money. As it comes to us, it is our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offerings as spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, what matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not frivolity in your honor. It is the wisdom of a spirit-kissed generation gift that we give on today in Jesus Christ's mighty name. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
So announcements for today is as follows. The Gospel Public Ministries with senior pastors are Apostle Solomon Eagle Manny and Pastor Dorsey Manny. August the 1st, 2021. Our announcements for today here. Monday at 6 a.m., our intercessory prayer call has been changed to Mondays at 6 in the morning. Hallelujah. On Mondays at 6, join us at 732-434-2510 at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. On Tuesdays we have, I'm sorry, not Tuesday, but Wednesday, Bible study at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Join us here at 845-277-9213. And Thursdays we have the shop hosted by Apostle Tony Commanding at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Join us here. Amen. On Saturdays, we have our lead lessons at 12 noon. Join us for our lead lessons. Sunday, we have two services, 10 a.m., 2 p.m. service Central Standard Time here on our church line, 845-277-9213, our church service line. Amen. July, we're celebrating the birthday of our very own Minister Lauren Green. Happy birthday, Minister Lauren Green, and our July birthday babies. Amen. As we're in the month of August, but we did have July, so we wrap up the month of July. And anybody that's celebrating their birthday this month of August, amen, we want to wish you a happy birthday. Today is August 1st. Any anniversaries, happy anniversary. As soon as the month is over, we would like to celebrate with you. Amen. Hallelujah. And then we have you all. We have on October, we'll have our discipleship training classes. I believe it starts October 19th on Tuesday. If you can't meet those times, we'll work out something. We'll be able to have those classes with you one-on-one. Amen. I believe that's all we have for today. Again, happy anniversary, happy birthday to July and our August babies. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. May God continue to strengthen you in his word. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Those are our announcements for today, August 1st, 2021. Amen. At this time, we're going to have our release of the pastor's blessings, and then we're going to wrap up here. God bless you all again. Thank you, Pastor Dos Amen, for the word that went forth on today. We bless you as the Gospel Public Ministries to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. Amen. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless
bless you to be a case of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. Amen. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. Amen. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. I trust and believe that the Holy Spirit was able to touch every single mind and heart. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Now, may the God of peace that brought again from the dead, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will. Amen. That which is well-pleasing in his sight, to God be the glory, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen, amen again. We love
amen.
You here. Amen. God loves you more. Remember, Satan is defeated and Jesus is Lord.
Jesus
hallelujah.
Is
God bless you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Wonderful
Thank
Sunday.
You, Jesus. Yes, have a wonderful Sunday.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want
to
hear her say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you ask him, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace, sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Sing and shout, then I'll